special board meeting of Maybank ISD trustees to order for April 9th, 2026 at 7:32 a.m. with all members present except for Robbie T. He'll be here in just a minute. Before we get started, I'm like, Mr. Miller, you mind leading us in a word of prayer and we'll get started?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Just thank you for this day, Lord. I ask that you be with us in our decision making for the school and this meeting. Pray that you be with us as we walk through the junior high and tour it as well. And thank you for everything. We give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Couple comments.
No, sir.
I guess we move to consent agenda items. A, quarterly investment report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hopefully you had a chance to look at this. It's a little bit different than my normal report, just a different format, hopefully a little bit easier to read. It's got some graphs, some color to it, rather than just a spreadsheet. But just to give you an overview, as the year goes on, we are seeing interest rates trend down some, still have extremely favorable rates. This last quarter, quarter two, we had an average yield of 3.89%. And where we're earning the majority of our money is still in our bond funds. This is still above our maximum yield that we can have. So we're doing as good as we can do basically on our bond as far as how much we can earn and keep. For this quarter, we earned a total of $1,312,812. So for year to date, that's $2,781,000,000. Let's see. Probably going to expect to see interest rates trending down over the course of this year, just driven by the Federal Reserve's policy. We're still in great position and meeting our targets on both the general fund as well as the construction fund side as well.
But it wouldn't matter if they went to zero now, probably, because.
Yes, early on, I'm roughly estimating that we're going to get to keep about $6 to $7 million in interest. Over the life of the bond, we've already earned that in interest. So right now we're just adding some gravy on there if we're able to keep more. We've got some professionals working on some more detailed calculations to make sure we're maximizing every penny, but we're earning just about as much as we can on those bond funds. So.
Didn't Simmons offer to do that as part of the...
No. Well, we talked a little bit with who's actually working on that is Texas Class. They're one of our investment pools. We're holding about a third of our bond funds, about $30 million with them. It's a paid service they offer, but since we have so much on investment with them, they're offering this service for free. So I have a meeting with them on Friday to talk about that, where they're going to do a pretty detailed analysis. This usually costs about $5,000 to $10,000 to do so. But they're going to do it all for the life of the bond. They're going to update that monthly for us so we can have a tracking on how we're earning, what we might have potentially owe back to the IRS on additional earnings we can't keep.
One more question is, looking back, you track this, I don't, is there a better time we could have sold than the week we sold?
Absolutely not. Since really what's strange is tax-free municipal bonds, interest rates have actually gone up. They've kind of been inverse up until recently with the interest rates and what the Federal Reserve's done, just because there's a safety aspect to it. And so really when we sold was the perfect time. I think ours was one of the lowest interest rates during that period. And if we had waited 6 months or a year, we would have paid more money. And we timed it out because as interest rates increased, that allowed us to borrow it less money, earn it more money. So just perfect. That's it.
I guess we need to vote on this consent.
Yes, sir.
Normally, if we vote on all of
it. Mr. President.
Mr. Conner.
We vote for consent agenda on this.
Okay. Question from Mr. Conner.
Second.
Second from Mr. Litchfield. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes. Nearly unanimous. There we go.
All right. There's two people trying to get in the door, and I can't tell if Robbie got in. I think Robbie finally got in, yeah.
I know when there's something you're against.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We have the discussion action items. A, consider approval of the Lakeview Elementary renovation, roof restroom finishes, phase one guaranteed maximum price by Jackson Construction.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so we took proposals on Tuesday to do some work this summer for renovating the three sets of group restrooms at Lakeview Elementary. We also have, in the next board meeting, we'll be bringing you another GMP for further renovations that we're going to do next summer in the hallways of that campus, along with Southside, doing some restrooms and hallways, and then doing a vestibule at Central. So this will be the first package. We wanted to get it a little bit earlier so that we could get subcontractors released so they can get the materials done for the summer so we can get those bathrooms renovated. So what you have in front of you is the guaranteed maximum price of the proposals we received on Tuesday. For the total for that work, for GMP, we're looking at $497,571, and we're recommending that for approval. I think, Jason, did you have a picture of...
It's on my laptop.
Yeah. Jason also kind of had a rendering of what the outside of those restrooms were going to look like once we're finished with it in the hallways.
There is one thing to keep in mind with that rendering. We did change the layout of the boys and girls and insignia. It's just going to...
And I did update it.
Oh, you did update it.
Yeah, so that's why I was on the computer.
You were fast. You were fast.
That's what we got.
Oh.
Yeah.
Presentation, we changed the layout. That's cute. Y'all remember the reason we're doing this is because y'all wanted action quick. So the first summer, we got them working in the junior high, and they're working. And so this summer, they're going to be able to do this. And then everything that's not done there, we'll do next summer, and we will do the entire package at Southside. So both campuses will be totally mirrored.
Yes.
Say we need a logo on the outside of it. Your little Texas girls, boys, and that. Was that what you got on this part, though?
Sorry.
So this all you got on this part?
Yes, yes. Okay. For recommendation for approval is $497,571.
Mr. President.
Mr. Terry.
I move to approve the Lakeview Elementary Renovation Group Restroom Initials Phase 1 Guarantee Maximum Price by Jackson.
Second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. Consider approval of the purchase of 500 chrome. This is not you, is it? I wonder. We should have just stayed with a monster. Consider approval of the purchase of 500 Chromebooks from CDWG in an amount not to exceed $150,000.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall, Mr. President. You've heard a lot of AI in the news lately and is impacting a lot of different things. When we looked at doing our annual order for our Chromebook refresh, each year we've been trying to order 500 to 600 Chromebooks to make sure we stay on top of that so we don't have a bunch of them expiring in one time and having to replace the whole thing. This year when we started looking at Chromebooks, there is a pretty good shortage of RAM out there because it's being bought up for data centers right now. And RAM is a large component of Chromebook pricing. And so it has driven the price and demand. Everybody's got the same idea. Hey, can we buy these Chromebooks up while they're at the price they are because they're expected to go up over time? And so there's also a shortage of Chromebooks right now. We looked at different pricing. It had risen anywhere from about 10% up to 40, 50% across the board. We did get this deal locked in, and we've got them reserving some inventory for us to buy 500. This is only about a 10% increase from last year. We got some really good pricing last year and actually bought 600. But I did budget for on last year's pricing plus just about $10,000. That wasn't enough to buy these. So with this approval, you'd be approving a $25,000 budget amendment, giving us $150,000 to go buy 500 Chromebooks. But I think staying on top of it like this Hopefully the next year, I think they'll have the supply issues worked out. But this, we looked at pricing these just about a month ago. They had 30,000 in inventory of these. When we talked with them last week, they have 2,000. And so we've got our 500 set aside, and they're going to get a PO from us today to try to get these ordered. So we feel like this is the best pricing we can get after doing quite a bit of research, and it'll fit it within our model of keeping those updated and fresh over time.
When we first started looking at them, like 2 days later, he came back to me and he said, we got to go. That's what happened. He said, he sold like 25 or 100,000 since I checked. He said, we need to put this on that medium 30. I said, let's go. So, saving a lot of money.
Yeah.
So moved.
All right. Motion, Mr. Tyrion.
Second,
Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. All right. Thank you, Mr. Connor. C, tour of the junior high lawn construction project. Something to add to it?
Right.
So you get something to add to this before we take off?
Dylan, you want to give us an overview of what we're going to be doing?
Yes, sir, we can. Depending on, did y'all want to see the remodeled areas we're doing inside the school as well, or just the new additions?
Yeah, everything.
Okay, so we'll start. Parked by the new addition, storm shelter. We can go around the outside of that, see. We're working on air barrier right now. Be starting to break here pretty soon. We'll walk in, we'll see the, we're working on finishes. They're starting to paint, drywall's hanging, doing overhead MEP. We'll see that section. Then we can walk in and see the remodeled addition, the remodeled existing buildings that we've done. And then we can loop around and The kitchen we're doing right now is still just dirt. We're doing underground plumbing. So if y'all want to, I don't know if y'all want to walk in there and see that, but it's
we want to see what the destruction so far.
Okay, well then yeah, well we can loop around and see the kitchen addition and then circle back to the parking lot that we parked in.
You want to park in the grass?
No, sir. No, the parking lot.
You walked over.
Sorry.
The chief monitor to that place.
We'll get Chief Rich on that.
So we'll just all meet parked over around by the ag shop.
Yes, sir.
We might give it a few minutes just because they're dropping off kids right now for another 15 minutes.
Yeah. Finish breakfast. If you hadn't got a sandwich, I highly recommend it.
Yeah. What happens?